Now we are going to be talking about the African presence in Georgian Britain. Georgian Britain is a very different country from Tudor England. Britain at that time, the 18th century, is part of an empire. And by the end of the 18th century and the beginning of the 19th century, it is part of the largest empire in the world and rivals any other of any other nation. And it is an empire that by the 18th century and the early part of the 19th century relied upon African slave labor to ensure its functioning. It is an empire that had, by the 18th and 19th century, in the North America, in the Caribbean islands, and in parts of South America, and in the African continent itself, had institutionalized slavery. However, Africans present in Georgian Britain resisted being slaves, and resisted being treated as slaves, and resisted, through the courts of law, being classified as slaves. And not only that, but through various organizations and political movements, were able not only to change their status here in this country, but to effect changes which had ramifications for Africans globally. The Africans who are present in Georgian Britain reflect the international status that the British Empire had. And the Africans that were present here came from all over the world. There are African Americans, Africans from the continent of Africa, Africans from South America, and others who were born here. For example, in St. Catherine by the Tower on the 24th of December, 1784, we have the baptism of John Congo, a black man, aged, inverted commas, 38 years old. This John Congo is from the Congo, hence his name. Or in Holy Trinity Minories, London, 4th of March, 1742, baptism of Thomas Carter, a, inverted commas, black, from Guinea in West Africa, aged 18 years old. Or in the same parish, 15th of January, 1742, baptism of Bina Rose Ray, aged 28 years old, inverted commas, a black from South Carolina, the USA, 4 years old. Or in St. Sepulchre, Holborn, London, 27th of August, 1742, baptism of James Ambrose, inverted commas, a Negro man born in Kingston, Jamaica. This provides an indication that we had Africans from all over the world who were present and part of a vibrant African community in London, Bristol, and other cities.